ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Madhya Lila, chapter 25, beginning from 265. These are the verses by which Krishnadas Kaviraj concludes Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll have what is called part of this. Part is a, well, I guess in Sanskrit it would be partam, but so Bengali word, Hindi, which means there are different kinds of scriptural discussions. So part means to read Shastra, and usually try, if, for instance, if you're reading in Sanskrit, then you'll explain it in the local language, in Bengali or whatever. And then from time to time, some short explanation may be given. So it's mostly reading with explanation. So this is all very sweet. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Amrita means that which is nectar. So this is verse 265. Krishna tatta bhakti tatta prema tatta sha bhava tatta rasa tatta lila tatta a. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Krishna consciousness means understanding the truth of Krishna, the truth of devotional service, the truth of love of Godhead, the truth of emotional ecstasy, the truth of transcendental mellow, and the truth of the pastimes of the Lord. This is describing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached as he traveled. So text 266, he preached all these topics. Krishna Tattva, topics of Krishna, or how? Well, Krishna Tattva is a big topic. It summarizes so many topics. And all the other topics mentioned here could be included within Krishna Tattva. The other topics here, Bhakti Tattva, Prema Tattva. Prema Tattva is included in Bhakti Tattva, Bhava Tattva, Rasa Tattva. Text 266. Sri Bhagavata Tattva Rash Karila Prachare Krishna Tula Bhagavat Janailo Shangshare. So this is a very important point. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally preached the transcendental truths and mellows of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are identical, for Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound incarnation of Sri Krishna. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is summarizing the topics that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached. He stresses this point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a special importance to Srimad Bhagavatam as he was traveling in South India. This section of Bhagavatam describes his travels in South India. It's specifically mentioned there in South India. He met all kinds of people, Tattvavadis, Sri Vaishnavas, Buddhists, followers of the Sankhya philosophy, but he established Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this particular chapter describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's converting the Mayavadis of Varanasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this by establishing Srimad Bhagavatam as the topmost Shastra. In summarizing the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, There's the famous verse in which it's stated, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. It is the Vedic evidence that is without any impurity, which Srimad Bhagavatam states at the beginning itself. Kaitava Dhamma Projita Atra. Herein, cheating in the name of Dharma is completely rejected. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented this, the tattva, all the subjects discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam, after both clears the way, clears out all the wrong ideas, and gives the highest understanding, or the entrance into the highest pinnacle of consciousness, Krishna consciousness, especially Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Yakalpita. The topics of love of God, the method of love of God, which is known by the gopis of Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he propagated this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself the very person of the who embodies the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the person Bhagavat par excellence. So, to continue. Bhakta lagi bishtarilo apan badane kaham bhakta mukhe kaha kahilo shunilo apane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broadcast the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. He sometimes spoke for the benefit of his devotees and sometimes empowered one of his devotees to speak while he listened. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as an ideal teacher or acharya, explained Srimad Bhagavatam very elaborately himself. He sometimes also empowered his devotees to speak while he listened. This is the way an acharya should train his disciples. Not only should he describe the Bhagavat cult personally, but he should also train his disciples to speak on this sublime subject. Krishna famously states in Srimad Bhagavatam, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Krishna comes to uplift the devotees and to vanquish the demons. The vanquishing of the demons he did personally, and he also did to a large extent through some of his prominent devotees, especially Bhima and Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the same purpose as Krishna, and so he is Krishna. his purpose is somewhat expanded. He is Krishna in the mood of a devotee, but he came to personally preach Krishna consciousness, and he did that, and he also did that through others also. Sometimes he would listen to others explain Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of Bhagavatam was explained to him by Rai Ramananda. He would hear from Surup Damodar, he would hear from Gadadhar Pandit regularly. He was very happy when he came to Varaha Nagar on the bank of the Ganga and heard Bhagavata Acharya. He gave the name to that devotee because this devotee was so much happily absorbed in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally acted and he empowered various devotees in various ways to fulfill his mission. So an important or central to fulfilling his mission is the speaking of Srimad Bhagavatam. And as Srila Prabhupada comments here, an acharya, he personally speaks the Bhagavad cult and he trains his disciples also to do so. So continuing, text 268. Sri Chaitanya Shama A Kripalu Badana Bhakta Vatsal Nadeki Tri Jagate Anna. All sane men within these three worlds certainly accept the conclusion that no one is more merciful and magnanimous than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that no one is as kind to his devotees. Yeah, this we often see here in Srila Prabhupada's translations that it is what is often given in the Acharya's commentaries as bhavart, which means within the translation, Srila Prabhupada, gives the meaning also, what he calls the purport. Srila Prabhupada does not refer to his elucidations of the verses as commentaries, but as purport. So purport means that which gives the meaning. So similarly in his translation, Srila Prabhupada often does this. He adds what is commentary. For instance, Srila Prabhupada begins his translation by saying, all sane men, which is not, there's nothing in the Bengali which says all sane men, all sane men within these three worlds. So the word Trijagate, three worlds, is there. But yeah, Srila Prabhupada, he often does this, and that is accepted within the tradition, that explanation is given with a personal touch also. So next verse, Shraddha kari e lila shuno bhaktagon eha prasade paibo chaitanya charan. All devotees should hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes with faith and love. By the grace of the Lord, one can thus attain shelter at his lotus feet. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, repeatedly exhorts his readers, which in most cases would be hearers, because scripture is to be read aloud. That's the usual system. Most people in traditional cultures don't read. Only a few people read. And they read to others. They read aloud to others. So he repeatedly exhorts his hearers to go on hearing with faith, to repeatedly hear with faith the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by this simple method, one can attain shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just yesterday or the day, 2 days ago, yeah. I was in Charlotte, and one Mataji, I think some of you may know her, she lives at Hillsborough, Kamalini Mataji. She told me that a few years ago in Mayapur, I was there during the Gaur Purnima festival, and I'd asked all the during a class, I'd asked all the devotees present that now you all, during the next year, you take up the reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Whether you've read it or whether you haven't, you can read it again. So she was one of those who, she told me, she raised her hand to say, yes, I'll do it. And she told me she did it. It took her a little more than a year, but she did it, to go through the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is also, we can consider that Srila Prabhupada translated most of this in less than a year, which is certainly a much greater task than reading it. So, that is another of the amazing qualities of Srila Prabhupada, which he himself mentions within the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Krishnadas Kaviraj himself writes that I'm writing this, I'm old, I can hardly see, my body is trembling, I don't know how I'm writing this. And Srila Prabhupada wrote that, well, I'm in a similar situation. I'm also old and I'm sick and I could die at any time, but by the grace of Krishna, I'm able to go on writing this. So we can take advantage of this literature by reading it. Continuing. Eha prasade paibo Krishna tatta sha sarva shastra siddhante eha paibo pa. By understanding the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can understand the truth about Krishna. By understanding Krishna, one can understand the limit of all knowledge described in various revealed scriptures. So, we may tend to take this somewhat for granted, that, well, you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you get the essence of all the Shastra. But this is, if we consider Vedic society, then this is an amazing statement, because Bahunam janmanamante gyanavan mang prapadyate. Someone after many, many births of being a jnani, which means studying the scripture and trying to understand it, he may come to the conclusion that Krishna is all in all. But here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that by the simple process of hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu via Chaitanya Charitamrita, one can understand everything about Krishna and or the limit, or the all the siddhantas, all the conclusions. So we may tend to take this somewhat for granted. It's a great gift of Krishnadas Kaviraj. It's also noteworthy that Krishnadas Kaviraj himself often says that this Chaitanya Charitamrita, by hearing this, you will get love of Krishna, go on hearing it. And we find that's common just among writers of poems and books. This Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Phalashruti, the verse which describes the benefits of chanting Sri Gaur Vashtakam, he says, Sri Gaur Vashtakam, I'm not remembering it. Eto ruchai brahma mahurte patiti prayatnad sa eva vrindavana nata sakshat saivaiva labhyo. And I forgot the last words. So anyway, the purport is that anyone who carefully recites this Guru Vashtaka, sometimes called the Samsara prayers, but that's not a very good name. We're not praying to be in samsara. Guru Vashtaka, the eight prayers to the spiritual master. Anyone who recites this, Shri Guru Vashtaka Etadu Chai Brahma Mahurti, during the Brahma Mahurti, who recites it carefully, Sa Eva Vrindavana Nata Sakshat Saivaiva Labhya. Such a person will attain direct service to Krishna in Vrindavan. So, we may say, well, how is it that they're praising their own works in such a way, and they're giving such importance? Because they understand, just like Srila Prabhupada, he would read his own books and say, this is Krishna writing. They understand, I'm an instrument. It's not me who's doing this. Sometimes devotees say to me, oh, this Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav, that is a great work. And I say, yes, I agree, it's great. I felt that very much when I was compiling it, but not because I'm a brilliant writer or any such thing, but I'm fortunate to be an instrument by which that knowledge of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, which was, I just took from various places and compiled it. So I was fortunate to be an instrument in doing that. So it is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur manifesting himself through whoever he chose, which in this case, for whatever reason, was myself. So Yeah, this is not pride on the part of Krishnadas Kaviraj to say that you will get this result, you will get love of Godhead. He sees himself as a humble servant of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, and he's been given this service of manifesting, especially the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the purport to this verse, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Manushanang Sahasreshu Kaschid Yatati Siddhaye Yatatam Api Siddhanang Kaschin Mangveti Tatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and out of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. End of translation. It is very difficult to understand Krishna, but if one tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhakti cult, one will undoubtedly understand Krishna very easily. If somehow or other one understands Krishna, his life will be successful. Again, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyame vangyo veti tatvataha tyakva dehang punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So, text 271 of this chapter. Krishna Lila Amrita Sha Tara Shata Shata Dha Dashtike Bahe Jaha Hoite Shri Chaitanya Lila Hoy Sharobara Akhoy Mono Hangsha Charaho Tahate. Translation: the pastimes of Lord Krishna are the essence of all nectar. They flow in hundreds of rivulets and in all directions. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are an eternal reservoir, and one is advised to let his mind swim like a swan on this transcendental lake. So, this is poetry. Purport. The essence of spiritual knowledge is found in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are identical with the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Generally, people think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was an ecstatic. He jumped and he danced, which is what the Mayavadis of Varanasi, they thought that. But actually, the culmination of all knowledge is love of Krishna, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated. And he also demonstrated that for those who are interested in the cultivation of spiritual knowledge, which we are supposed to be interested in, that this is the culmination of spiritual knowledge, is to be mad in love of Krishna. Not to be imitated, but to be desired. So Srila Prabhupada's purport continued, this is the essence of knowledge. If knowledge does not include the understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, it is simply superfluous. By Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, the nectar of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes is flowing in different directions in hundreds and thousands of rivers. One should not think that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are different from Krishna's pastimes. It is said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha Krishna. And without understanding his pastimes, one cannot understand Radha and Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Ham Bujbho Shejugal Piriti. When shall I become very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? It's very interesting that Srila Prabhupada, he always translates this, when shall I become very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Although the original Bengali says, when will I understand the love of Radha and Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada, he makes that point that that is the key. We can't just imitate. We have to go through the literature that they have given us. This is the method, which is why the six Goswamis, they weren't only doing Hey Radhe Rajade Vikeja Lalite Hey Nandasuno Kota Shri Govardhan Nakalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vanye Kota Ghushanta Viti Sarabato Vrajapuri Kedair Mahavivalo Vande Rupa Sanatan Oraguya Goshi Jiva Gopalako. The six Goswamis were running here and there in Vrindavan, calling out, Radha, Krishna, where are you? Are you on the bank of the Radha Kund, or the Yamuna, or the trees at the base of the Govardhan Hill? They were doing that, but they were also doing Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Sangsthapako Lokanam Hit. They were also doing for the benefit, Lokanam Hitakarana. They were also for the purpose of benefiting the people of this world, they established genuine religious principles by going through all collecting and studying and extracting the essence and writing books on the basis of all the scriptures. So, when shall, Srila Prabhupada writes, when shall I become very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Then I shall be able to understand the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly empowered Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami. Following in their footsteps, the other six Goswamis understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission. One should understand Sri Krishna, Chaitanya and Lord Sri Krishna from the Goswamis in the Parampara system. Seems like a very straightforward statement, but it is, but again, it's one of those things that we used to just take for granted, but we can see that increasingly that there is the tendency to introduce various speculations and so on. So this Krishna conscious moon, what is that? This Krishna conscious movement is following as strictly as possible in the footsteps of the Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur says, Echai Goshai Ja Muitar Das, I am the servant of the six Goswamis. The philosophy of Krishna consciousness is to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Whoever wants to understand the difficult subject matter of Krishna Katha should accept the disciplic succession. If one is somehow or other able to understand Krishna, his life will be successful. Tyaktva Dehang Punarajanma Naiti Mam Eti Surjana. A perfect devotee is able to understand Krishna through the disciplic succession, and his entrance into the kingdom of God is thereby certainly opened. When one understands Krishna, there is no difficulty in transferring oneself to the spiritual kingdom. So, of course, there are many, many topics which could be unfolded from here, but I'll move on so as to go on with this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhaktagon Shunomora Doina Bachan Tomar Shaba Padadhuli Onge Bibhushana Kari Kichu Mui Karong Devedan. With all humility, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I submit myself to the lotus feet of all you devotees, taking the dust from your lotus feet as my bodily ornaments. Now, my dear devotees, please hear one thing more from me. Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gon Jare Prafulla Poddabon Tar Madhu Kari Ashadan Prema Rasa Kumudbone Propulito Ratridine Tate Charao Mano Bhringagon. Devotional service to Krishna is exactly like a pleasing, jubilant forest of lotus flowers wherein there is ample honey. I request everyone to taste this honey. If all the mental speculators bring the bees of their minds into this forest of lotus flowers and jubilantly enjoy ecstatic love of Krishna day and night, their mental speculation will be completely, transcendentally satisfied. Amrita, nectar. Nana bhave bhaktajan hangra chakra baka gon jate shaba karen biha Krishna keli surmrinal jahapai sharvakal bhakta hangsha kare aha. The devotees who have a relationship with Krishna are like the swans and chakravaka birds that play in the forest of lotus flowers. The buds of those lotus flowers are the pastimes of Krishna, and they are edibles for the swan-like devotees. Lord Sri Krishna is always engaged in his transcendental pastimes. Therefore, the devotees following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can always eat those lotus buds, for they are the pastimes of the Lord. Sri Sarobare Gya Hangsha Chakra Baka Hoya Shudataha Karaha Vilash Khandive Shakal Dukha Paiva Parama Shukha Anayashe Habe Premolash. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should go to that lake and remaining always under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become swans and chakravaka birds in those celestial waters. They should go on rendering service to Lord Sri Krishna and enjoy life perpetually. In this way, all miseries will be diminished. The devotees will attain great happiness. And there will be jubilant love of God. Eomrita anukon shadu mahanta megagon vishodane kare borishan. Tate pale amrita val bhakta kai nirantar tar sheshe jie jagajan. The devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take the responsibility for distributing nectarian devotional service all over the world. They are like clouds pouring water on the ground that nourishes the fruit of love of Godhead in this world. The devotees eat that fruit to their heart's content, and whatever remnants they leave are eaten by the general populace. Thus, they live happily. More nectar coming. Chaitanya Lila Amritapur, Krishna Lila Shukarpur, Duhe Mili Hoi Shumadhurja, Shadhu Guru Prasade Tahaje Ashade, Shejane Madhurja Prachurja. Continuing the theme of the previous verse, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are full of nectar, and the pastimes of Lord Krishna are like camphor. When one mixes these, they taste very sweet. By the mercy of the pure devotees, whoever tastes them can understand the depths of that sweetness. Shadu Guru Prasade Jaha Taha Jai Ashade Shejane Madhurja Prachurja. Prachur Madhurya. Then, Jai Lila Amrita Bine Kai Jadi Anapane Tabe Bhakte Durbal Jibon Jarek Bindu Pane Utpulita Tono Mone Hashe Gai Kareye Nartan. Men become strong and stout by eating sufficient grains. But the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains but does not taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom and he begins to laugh, sing, and dance. So this is very sweet language, glorifying the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are naturally sweet. But there's also a warning here, that if we just eat food, but we don't take the nectar of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and pastimes, they will become spiritually weak. We may be physically strong, but we will become spiritually weak. And here's Srila Prabhupada's purport with a warning shot, but important warning in his purport. All the devotees connected with this Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books that have been translated. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and others. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep and fall down from their position. Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal, blissful life of transcendental pleasure. Short, but... short purport, but an important instruction and a grave warning. We have to study these books. Of course, there's only a question of fall down if one goes up. If one never reads these books, then one never goes up anyway. So we have to read and go on reading. We can probably give many reasons for not reading these books, but those reasons, however good they may be, means that we won't properly advance in Krishna consciousness and we'll lose the great opportunity that we have been given. E amrita karopan jarshama nahiyan chite kare shudrira bishash naparo kutarka garte amedha karkashar borte jate parile hoi sarvanash. Oh, that term, sarvanash. When you hear that, be careful. That means complete destruction. So, what's complete destruction? Well, first of all, there's the positive side. Translation. The reader should relish this wonderful nectar because nothing compares to it. Keeping their faith firmly fixed within their minds, they should be careful not to fall into the pit of false arguments or the whirlpools of unfortunate situations. If one falls into such positions, he is finished. Well, that could be a subject of much discussion. Not to fall into the pit of false arguments. That is... common point of discussion, which I won't get into now. I'm reserving that for tomorrow, if we live to see that day. Continuing. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Adi Bhakta Vrinda Arjato Shrota Bhakta Gan Toma Shabar Sri Charan Kare Shira Bibhushan Jaha Hoite Abhishta Puran. In conclusion, I submit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and all the other devotees and readers that I accept your lotus feet as the helmet on my head. In this way, all my purposes will be served. Sri Rup Sanatan Raghunatha Jeev Charan Shire Dhare Jar Konoash Krishna Lilam Ritanvita Chaitanya Charitamrita Keho Kichu Kahe Kichu Dino Krishna Das. Taking the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Jiva Goswami on my head, I always desire their mercy. Thus, I, Krishna Das, humbly try to describe the nectar of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are mixed with the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sriman Madana Gopala Govinda Deva Tushtaye Chaitanya Pitam Astvetaj Chaitanya Charitamritam. For the satisfaction of Sri Madan Gopala and Govinda Dev, we pray that this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, may be offered to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tadidamati rahasyam gorlilam ritam yat kala samudaya kolai nadritang taira labhyam kshatiriyam iha kame svaditang yat samantat sahridaya sumanobhya modam eshang tanoti. The Chaitanya Charitamrita pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constitute a very secret literature. It is the life and soul of all devotees. Those who are not fit to relish this literature, who are envious like hogs and pigs, will certainly not adore it. However, this will not harm my attempt. These pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly please all saintly people who have clear hearts. They will certainly enjoy it. We wish that this will enhance their enjoyment more and more. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 25th chapter, describing how the inhabitants of Varanasi were converted to Vaishnavism. And there's a note at the end of after this note. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, has condemned all his enemies by comparing them to envious hogs and pigs. This Krishna conscious movement, which is spreading throughout the world, is being appreciated by sincere people, although they have never previously heard of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna's pastimes. Now even the higher priestly circles are appreciating this movement. They have concluded that this movement is very nice and that they have something to learn from it. Nonetheless, in India, there are some people who say that they belong to this cult, but who are actually very envious of the Acharya. They have tried to suppress our activities in many ways, but as far as we are concerned, we follow in the footsteps of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and take them as envious pigs and hogs. We simply wish to present the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the best of our ability so that those who are really honest can cleanse their hearts. We hope that they enjoy this literature and bestow their blessings upon us. It appears that even such a great personality as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami met with some envious obstacles. What then to speak of us who are only insignificant creatures in this universe? We are simply trying to execute the orders of our spiritual master to the best of our ability. End of the Madhya Lila. So we see that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself, in the midst of presenting that this is such great nectar, Chaitanya Lila, but he also has strong words for persons who he compares to hogs for their not taking interest in this or for misrepresenting it. So we find that throughout Shastra, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks of pure bhakti in many places. Ananyas chintayanto mang ye janah paryupasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. For instance, he speaks of those who are always absorbed in pure devotion to him, that he provides what they need. In the same Bhagavad Gita, he states, Namang duskritino murha prabhadyante naradamaha maya paritagyana asurang bhavamashritaha. Krishna describes people who are duskriti, Srila Prabhupada translates this as rascals, they are rascals because they never surrender to Krishna. Either they're murha, naradhama, maya paritagyana, or asurung bhavam ashrita. Either they're simply foolish, or that's one class. Another class is people who are, they may be very respected in human society, but actually they're, from the spiritual perspective, the lowest of people. There are people who appear to be very highly learned, but their real knowledge is stolen by illusion, and people who are simply out and out demons. So we find that everywhere. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are many warnings not to commit offenses to devotees, but then we should understand who a devotee is, because Vrindavan Das in Chaitanya Bhagavat himself strongly condemns people who call themselves devotees, but who are not who don't subscribe to the proper understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. And anyone like to put forward a question, comment, or protest?
Well, since you just mentioned it, mm-hmm. we're in a circle of devotees, and they may not actually advertise themselves as such, but appear to be. How can we discriminate?
How can we discriminate who is a devotee and who is not? Well, there are symptoms, which are described in Shastra, of a devotee, a follower of Srila Prabhupada means that minimally they should chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and beads every day and follow the four regulated principles. And many other practices which Srila Prabhupada gave to us also, such as rising early, attending Mangala Arati, taking only Krishna Prasadam, and so on. Then advanced devotees are described in Shastra. It's not that someone goes around pretending, deliberately acting like a materialist so that people won't think he's a devotee because he's humble. But we find the description, avyartha kalatvam, what is it? Kshantir avyartha kalatvam, viraktir manya shunyata, asha bandha samat kanta, namagane sadaruchihi, pritis tadvasati stale. The description of a person who's on the level of bhav, which we can see is, may develop in devotees, these symptoms may develop to various extents, that they're very tolerant of various material circumstances. They don't like to waste time. They always want to be busy in Krishna's service. They're detached from this material world. They do not desire to be praised, mana shunyata. They are very much desirous to attain Krishna's mercy, and they're also very confident that surely if I try, Krishna will help me. They like to chant the names of Krishna. They have a taste for that. They like to live in the places of Krishna's pastime. So these are things which may be seen, may be observed. It's not that someone is just walking around on the street with no knowledge of Krishna, no interest in Krishna, or someone got initiated somehow, somewhere by someone, but they show no particular interest in Krishna consciousness, or very limited interest, and we can say, well, they're all great devotees, we shouldn't discriminate. But we are enjoined to discriminate in the nectar of instruction that is there, what is that verse? Dikshasti chet pranata vishchapajantamisham. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti. Dikshasti, I just said it now, I forgot it again. That's Kali Yuga memory. Tat pranati vishchapajantamisham. Sushrushaya bhajana vigya nindadi shunya. Anyway, as usual, I'm forgetting all my verses. Bhajana vingyam ananya anya nindadi shunya hridam ipsita sangalabhya. So Rupa Goswami says that we should mentally honor someone who chants Hare Krishna. We can physically honor by bowing down to someone who is initiated and who engages in the service of Krishna. Not just that, I was initiated 30 years ago and I've been through quite a few bottles of beer since then, but I'm a senior devotee. But they should be engaged, and one should hear from, inquire from, and serve someone who is completely absorbed in the service of Krishna and who is freed from the nindadi shunya, is free from the tendency to criticize others. Which again is often misunderstood, because then that count. If we misunderstand this, then we'll say that Krishnadas Kaviraj and Vrindavan Das, they're also, because they criticize also. So what is that? That means they have no malice toward anyone. Their criticism of others is meant for instructing, not out of malice. So just to say, well, everyone's a devotee all the time, we're all devoted, it's a kind of mayavad, not to make distinctions. Mayavad is called nirvishesh, no distinction. So we have to make distinctions also. Unless one's on the platform of a Mahabhagavat. But generally a Mahabhagavat in this world, he comes down to the platform of Madhyamadhikari to preach. And Madhyamadhikari has to make distinctions. Ishvare tadadhineshu balishechu dvishachu cha prema maitri kripo peksha yakaroti samadhyamaha. Madhyamadhikari sees, he recognizes there is the Supreme Lord, and he offers his love to him. He recognizes there are devotees, and he makes friendship with them. He recognizes that there are innocent people, and he is merciful to them, and he recognizes that there are the envious, and he avoids them. Yes, please. How do we know if someone's criticizing out of a sense of genuine concern or out of false ego? Well, the genuine concern, it may be more for those who are misled by the misbehavior of those who are being criticized. Just as Krishna says, Namang Dushkritino Murha. This is not so much for the upliftment of the mudhas as for the elucidation of persons who may be misled by them. How can we know if someone is doing that out of concern or out of egoism? That will have to be seen. If it's on a philosophical basis, if it's not... Actually, I've discussed this in some detail in this book I made on speaking strongly in Srila Prabhupada's service, because I'm fed up of all these Mayavadi things that, well, don't criticize anyone, and first of all you have to love people, then you speak to them, and all this kind of thing. There's vague ideas of love without any definition. You speak to people strongly because you love them. But the idea that if you love them, you just look at them with a misty look in your eyes and smile at them and don't ever say anything to them that will disturb their false ego, which they take to be themselves. I discussed this in some detail in this book, this on strongly speaking in Srila Prabhupada's service. Egoism will be manifested as a desire to dominate others, to promote oneself. Concern means that one speaks what is required for the benefit of others. And it might not always be very easy to discern the difference in the beginning. That will have to be seen in course of time. One also has to know Siddhanta Balya Chitena Karaha Lashiha Hoite Krishna Lage Sudhir Ramanush. One has to understand what is the proper understanding of teachings of Krishna consciousness. That should be properly understood. One should not be lazy in that matter. And one should present matters on the basis of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, giving the proper understanding. First of all, understanding oneself, and then giving the proper understanding. Hare Krishna. Hey. You have a question also?
If you don't mind. If one reads, then there's some guidelines, and if you present those guidelines to the present practitioners, they will tell you, well, that was then. No, it's not.
I'm going to talk about that tomorrow.
Yes.
Krishna willing.
What is the best tack to adjust that kind of...
Adjust that kind of thing? I wouldn't adjust it. I just keep away from people like that as far as possible. I mean, there may be, there may be some scope for that, but the idea of relegating Srila Prabhupada's instructions by saying that they were sometimes... Anyway, I plan to speak on it tomorrow. I have spoken on this many times. If you want to get a primer for what I plan to speak on tomorrow, you can listen to a lecture on my website called ISKCON's Cancer, which covers topics like this. But I want to speak about it more tomorrow. So come back tomorrow for the next installment. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Hare Krishna.